Hi, and thank you so much for calling Omax Health. My name is Shaney. May I start by getting your zip code to pull up your account?
Yes, Shaney. My zip code is 76.
I'm sorry, we got cut off. Could you repeat that for me?
29576.
All right, and thank you so much for that. May I please have the first and last name on the account?
Anna M. Wilbrandt Rice.
All right, and thank you so much for that, Ms. Wilbrandt Rice. Can you verify your address for me, please?
9432 Old Palmetto Road, Merle's Inlet, South Carolina, 29.
Okay, and thank you so much for that. I do see here that you were getting out Omax 3 Ultra Pure 2-month subscription, but I do see here that your subscription didn't get sent out for the month of August. Would you like to get that restarted?
What? Well, I closed the account, and mm-hmm. both mine and my husband's. My husband's name is Stephen C. Rice, and I noticed on my December bank account statement $79.99 was charged to me since my account's closed.
Yeah, what date was the charge?
December 7th.
On yesterday? Let me see if you have a secondary account out here somewhere.
Well, I do, my husband's, but they're both closed as far as I knew because I called back on November 17th, 2020. Just to make sure that they were both canceled.
Okay. And what I'm doing right now is I'm taking a look to see how many accounts that you do have, being that you have been with us since 2018.
Right. There should be only two.
Yeah, and does it say it's coming from Omax?
Yeah, let me bring it back up. I just give me a minute. I gotta sign back on here.
Yeah, because I'm saying the very last time you were ever billed was looks like. Back in June was the last time we had an order for you for $79.99. That was for the Omax Ultra Pure.
Well, my husband's account was active, I think, up until November.
What is his first name?
Stephen with a V. Stephen C. Rice.
Okay. Let me see if I can pull up his account. Maybe that's where it's coming from.
No, it shouldn't be.
Yep. His account is still active.
I wasn't closed.
I had called on November 17th, 2020 to cancel both of those. And we haven't received any shipments, so.
Mm-hmm. And bear with me just a moment. Let me take a look at the account to see what happened, because I'm showing where you did call in to verify that the account was canceled on November the 17th. I'm showing it was already shipped out also.
Why was it shipped if my thing was canceled?
I'm not sure. I think it's a system error. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold really quickly?
No, go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that was Omax. Did we get go do me a favor, go in the drawer in there and grab the plastic bag in the back that has the medical statement. Watch it, your
Yeah.
Your foot's around that cord. It's...
All right, Miss I'm sorry. I was able to go ahead and look over the account. It looks like it was a system error as far as you being billed. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'll get this refund issued for your $79.99 that you were billed. Also, you will be receiving a secondary shipment in the mail. You're welcome to keep it. You do not have to return that back to us, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to make sure that I get this account canceled. First, I want to issue your refund, and then we'll make sure the account is canceled for you, okay?
Okay, both of them, correct? My husband and mine?
Yours is already canceled. I double-checked the one for you. That has been cleared. It's canceled, but his was the only one that was left open.
Okay. What about the November? I'm trying to check to see if we did get a shipment in November.
And I can go back and double check. First and foremost, I want to make sure that the refund gets issued for you.
Okay, thank you. I'm just looking back in my records here to see if I kept the invoice from the last shipment we got from you.
All right, first and foremost, I did go ahead and get the refund issued for your $79.99. That will take about 3 to 5 business days before that does go back to your card. So just be on the lookout for that to be returned. Now let me check and see when the last time you received a shipment.
Hello?
I'm still here. I'm sorry. It's like we got a bad connection. The last order that you received was back in October.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Now, you are going to still receive an additional shipment in the mail, but you're welcome to keep that. And also, I'm double-checking right now to make sure that we get this account closed for you, okay?
Okay. Now, I was charged in November for $79.19 also.
Was that on your account or was it your husband's account?
I don't know.
I'm not showing anything as far as your husband being billed. Wait a minute. Yeah, the last shipment. The very last shipment that's on his is going to be the one for October, and then this December shipment, that's going to be it for his.
So, okay, his was in October, but mine was...
I'll go back to yours in just 1 second. I do want to make sure that his account is all closed out and taken care of before we switch back over to yours, okay?
Okay. I'm going to check my November statement here.
Okay. I appreciate you bearing with me while I'm doing all this flip-flopping all over the place, but we'll make sure we get you taken care of.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Now, first and foremost, I do have a confirmation number for me canceling out this account for Steven.
Okay, wait a minute. What did I do with my pen?
Here.
No, I got this. Okay, go ahead.
All right, it's going to be 779134.
Okay.
All right, now let's switch back over to you and see the last time you were billed.
Yeah, I'm just going into my previous account here, a previous statement.
Yeah, the last time that you were billed was back in June, and I confirmed your cancellation. Your account was officially closed out back in July.
Okay. So we were receiving the OMAX under my husband's name up until November, because let me just see if...
Mm-hmm. You stopped on this account. Then you resumed with Stephen. Stephen was still receiving his shipments. The last shipment he gotten, both of you guys were open in July. Both of you guys had an account in July. Okay, yours got closed. The last time anything was ever shipped out for that one was in June. It officially closed in July, though. However, Stevens remained open, so he still received the shipment in October. And then due to a system error, he was originally shipped out again for the month of December. But we did go ahead and get that full refund issued for the shipment for December, and we canceled out the account. So both accounts have been verified and double-checked that we canceled them.
Well, should we have gotten a shipment in November then? Or is it every other month?
It was a two-month subscription. So the last shipment that Stephen gotten was in October. So the next shipment was due to come out in December.
Okay. So in other words, it's $79.99 every month.
Every 2 months.
Or supply, 2 months supply.
Mm-hmm.
You divide that month.
Right. You were receiving two boxes each time. So you were being billed every 60 days,
$69.99? $79.99. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Let me just. So that was correct. The $79.99 coming out in November.
Correct. That was what I did refund for you. That probably won't reflect until your December statement comes out.
Yeah, but I was also billed $79.99 in December, too.
That's the one we refunded for Stephen.
Let me just check November.
You said you were billed in November as well. I don't have a charge for you in November.
Well, wait a minute. Let me look. I'm looking. Hang on.
That's okay. Yeah, because the last time that you were billed on your account was in June, and the last time Stephen was billed was on yesterday. I don't have anything for either of you guys for the month of November.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. There wasn't any deduction in November for the OMAX. Okay. I just wanted to be sure.
No problem.
Okay. I guess we're square.
Now we should be all squared away with both accounts. Both accounts are canceled. Don't forget that new shipment is going to come out. You guys are welcome to keep that shipment. And in the event that you do want to open up your account, just give us a call back and we can get you guys restarted, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No.
All right, it was my pleasure assisting you today. And I do want to thank you again, Ms. Wilbent Rice, for calling OMAX Health. You guys have a wonderful day and stay safe, okay?
Yeah, Christmas too.
All right, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.